All right, Blake first.
The whole practice?
Yeah.
It's a late night for y'all. Glad to see
y'all. Just starting for you?
I know.
I asked us to skip, but you know, the first practice, you can see not a whole lot, but you get to see the results of the summer strength and conditioning program, what Kurt Hester's done, and what do you see out of your defensive unit from what has transpired over the summer?
I saw a lot of good things. In my opinion, and this isn't just blowing smoke or coach speech, I think we got one of the best strength coaches, if not the best strength staff in America. We were just talking about it as a staff in the locker room, on both sides of the ball. If we can put this together in 27 days with the speed we play with, and not everything was perfect as far as assignments and everything, but the speed and the strength of our guys, my hat's off to the strength staff. They did a phenomenal job.
We talked to Coach yesterday about some of the different things that Lloyd Grogan and Michael Mims brings to the table today. You saw a couple of those wrinkles. Are you excited to be able to put that in and see it in the motion?
Oh yeah. I mean, guys like that, they're both smart kids. They got position flexibility. And I tell our guys that all the time. The more flexibility you have in a position, the more valuable you are to our defense. And I preach it all the time. If you're fast and you're physical, we'll find a spot for you. And both those guys bring that to the table, and really excited about really both of them, what they did. You know, it was their first day at a new position again, move Mims into Will, but he's a baby genius. So I was really impressed with him and Lloyd. Lloyd played some of our nickel Sam last year, and he was comfortable with it, and it wasn't brand new for him either. So it's really encouraging after one day.
And then Coach said that Aaron Brown's out right now, and how do you think? I know you can't tell a whole lot from defensive linemen this early, but how did you think Cedric looked out there?
I didn't notice anything good or bad. You know, we'll go upstairs and watch the tape after this. But to me, it's hard to say. You know, especially being in the middle right there. But I think it's a positive that he didn't stand out on any bad things. You know, and once we go back to the tape, I'll be able to answer that with more clarity.
Skip said yesterday the defense would be like 80% similar. Where is the 20% coming from?
That's our secret,
man. Without giving it away from a general.
No, and I think when he says that, we'll continue to evolve. You know, I think if you were to look at Coach Diaz at Mississippi State, they're not going to be exactly the same as last year. I think with personnel, you got to be able to play to the strengths of your personnel as well. So. You know, give or take 20%, we're not going to be exactly the same, I guess, is what I think he was saying. And I think it's hard to put a percentage on it. But we'll continue to evolve and continue to grow with our personnel.
And today you had Efren Kitchen out there, James Jackson. You had some babies, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term. Is that concerning? Is it exciting?
What I saw out of those two, man, really, you know, like I said, we'll go back and see the film, but – just a flashpoint point of view, I thought both those guys had great days. I know Efren gave up a deep ball, but I can already tell he's got that corner mentality that it didn't phase him the next play. Mature kid, comes from a great program in South Panola, and the same thing with James Jackson up in Haynesville. I mean, those guys that come in from great programs like that, they understand what it takes to be a champion. So as far as the maturity level and what they do on the field, it really didn't come as a surprise to me what they were able to do, but I was really encouraged with both of those guys. In reality, they are babies, but at the same time, we're going to count them. You know, Cedric Cooper was a quote-unquote baby last year, and Russell Ferris, Deldrick Kenny, we just got to continue to get them to grow, and they're going to have ups and downs as freshmen, but I was really encouraged after one day out of both those guys.
Regardless of the percentage, Coach Holtz was saying is in the spring and since that it's big for these guys to be able to stay in the same, if not similar, system for 2 years. Hasn't happened in a while. At this point, have you seen the guy? Do they seem comfortable being able
absolutely.
To return?
I think we talked about it today as a defense. As far as we're able to install at a much quicker pace. You know, older guys, they've gone through two springs and a fall. This is obviously their second fall, but we're installing at a much quicker pace with those guys. It's probably harder on some of the freshmen. You know, to learn at that level, but guys that played a lot of football for us last year, it's been a seamless transition. Terminology is the same. Like I said, we're doing a lot of the same stuff that we did last year, and to watch these guys grow over the span of another spring and coming into fall, it's pretty cool to see.
For you personally, being the first fall practice at DC, do you feel like you've already kind of hit your groove, or is it still a little?
Yeah, and I'm sure there's going to be bumps along the way, but I think it was a lot easier for me to come in, not having to, as a first-time coordinator, having to install a defense, teach three new coaches and 50 new kids. Being able to teach one or two coaches and 10 kids we might be counting on that didn't learn it last year, it has made it a lot easier on me, I would say. But it's been pretty cool.
In the spring, we talked about, you know, the expectations and the numbers that y'all put up, you know, from a statistical standpoint to, you know, all right, let's do it again this year. Specifically with X, how does he take his game to the next level, just considering the type of year he had last year?
You know, and that's a good question, because we don't – the one thing that I believe in, if you harp on stuff like that, or you put a number on something, don't look past what got you there. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is work every single day. If the numbers come to you, we're going to build a wall on defense. They decide who makes the play. You know, if everybody does their job. As far as X is concerned, I don't see any reason. He will have a better year. There's no doubt about it. If he has six picks and leads the country in interception yards, that's to be seen. But he will be a better football player for us this year. With his maturity, another guy comes from a great program, you know, in West Monroe. The guy's been a professional since the day he walked in here. He's taken his game from a leadership level to the next step. I've been really, really impressed with him from last spring, this summer, and day one.
Remember the first time, I guess it was last winter, that we got to talk to you when you came here. You know, you said when Skip, you talked to him about coming here, you're coaching safeties at the time, and you were excited about the group. Mm-hmm. When you came in and saw X, like, what were your expectations with him? Has he exceeded them so far?
I would say he's exceeded them, as far as it's rare you get a guy, especially last year as a sophomore, but he has the maturity level of a senior, of a fifth-year senior as a sophomore. And so it's the first time I've been around a player like that. I mean, the guy on and off the field in the classroom socially, I mean, he's grade A on all those. And I've never been around a guy like that at such a young age to take his game to that level. So, yes, he's exceeded my expectations.
Is he better on the field or in the film room? Like Skip was saying, he'll, like, know tough. The opponents and everything.
It's
like,
tough. I mean, I think that's what makes him the player he is, you know, in the classroom. And I mean, the guy, I don't even know, like I said last year, I didn't even have an office, because every time I go in there, he's sitting at my desk watching film. He watches film as much as a coach, and that's not coach talk. I mean, like I said, I've never been around a player like him. He takes it serious. You can tell him something on the field, not go over in the meeting, tell him something on the field, and bam, he won't mess it up again. Quick learner, great study. He just wants to perfect his craft, and he's an impressive young man.
Do y'all give Coach Scott a hard time at his first FBS?
He's got the best job in America. That's what I told him. And Skip the other day, he tried to say, well, you lucked into that last year. I said, no, I got them to where they're at. I passed it on to Carl. No, but, yeah, we give Carl a hard time about it.
Is then he's now – James Jackson's there. I mean –
Yeah,
Cedric Cooper. Y'all kind of just reload.
Yeah, and you know, in this defense, to me, it's one of the premier positions in this defense. We're very multiple. What we ask those guys to do, it's kind of the question earlier. We can adapt our defense to those guys as far as what their strengths and weaknesses are. But they're going to be in position to make a lot of plays. You know, it's I don't want to call it the glamour position of our defenses or of our defense, but it's one of the premier positions of our defense. It makes our defense go. A lot of times nowadays with the spread offenses, I tell them all the time, they're really the quarterbacks of the defense. You know, there's no more just getting a huddle and call it from the sideline and the Mike linebacker. But those days are gone. And a lot of our checks come off what receivers do to us, and they do a phenomenal job controlling X both.
One of the things Coach mentioned was opposing teams now have a year of film on us on Tech, and mm-hmm. they've seen what Cantrell and Xavier can do. I guess, do you go into this year imagining not as many balls over the middle, and how do you play to that?
No, I think you know, one thing you try to do as a coordinator is make an offense play left-handed, and what I mean by that is what they do best, we're going to try to take that away. What they choose to do throughout the course of the game is what they think is going to be to their best value, but I don't think a year of film is going to change where they try to attack us, in my opinion.
Do you ever have to kick X out of your office for watching too much?
Yes, all the time. He's like, "Well, send it to me on Galaxy, our little online deal." I'm like, "You got a problem? You got a problem, man." But hey, he's a joy.
All right, thank you.
You got it, man. Appreciate it.